Hello, I'm Paul Carr, and this is podcast 19. It's called A Letter to My President Obama, the one I voted for. Kind of interesting. At first, I had this published in the Monterey Herald, and it didn't do much. And then I sent it to Education Week, and it went nuts. It was covered on 16 Google search pages. It was translated into even Hebrew and Chinese. So anyway, I'll read it and then I'll comment at the end. So here we go. Dear President Obama, I mean this with all respect. I'm on my knees here and there's a knife in my back and the prints on it kind of match yours. I think you don't get it. Your race to the top is killing the wrong guys. You're hitting the good guys with friendly fire. I'm teaching in a barrio in California. I had 32 kids in my class last year. I love them to tears. They're fifth graders. That means they're 10 years old, mostly. Six of them were 11 because they were retained. Five more were in special education, and two more should have been. I stopped using the word parents with my kids because so many of them don't have them. Amanda's mom died in October. She lives with her 30-year-old brother. 1,000 blessings on him. Seven kids live with their grams and six with their dads. A few rotate between parents, so parents is out as a descriptor. Here's the kicker. 50% of my students have set foot in a jail or a prison to visit a family member. Do you and your Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, understand the significance of that? I'm afraid not. It's not bad teaching that got things to the current state of affairs. It's pure, raw poverty. We don't teach in failing schools. We teach in failing communities. It's called the zip code quandary. If kids live in a wealthy zip code, they have high scores. If they live in a zip code that's entombed with poverty, guess how they do. We also have massive teacher turnover at my school, and now we have no money. We haven't had an art or music teacher in 10 years. We have a nurse twice a week. And because of No Child Left Behind, struggling public schools like mine are held to impossible standards and punished brutally when they don't meet them. Did you know that 100% of our students have to be on grade level, or else we could face oversight by an outside agency? That's like saying that you have to achieve 100% of your policy objectives every year. You lived in Indonesia, so you know what conditions are like sometimes in the rest of the world. President Obama, I swear that conditions in my school are akin to those in the third world. We had a test when I taught in the Peace Corps. I taught the Peace Corps in Samoa. I taught science to elementary school kids. We had to describe a glass filled to the middle. We were supposed to say it was half full. Well, I'm going to say too many of my kids don't even have the glass. Next, gangs. Gangs eat my kids, their parents, and their neighborhood. One of my former students stuffed an AK-47 down his pants at a local bank and was shot dead by the police. Another one of my favorites has been incarcerated since he was 13. I've been writing to him for 10 years and have been visiting him in maximum security sections of Salinas Valley State Prison, and I'm sorry to say he's a major gangster. Do you get that it's tough here? Charter schools and voucher schools aren't the solution. They are an excuse not to fix the real issues. You promised us so much, and you want to give us merit pay? Anyway, I think we really need to talk. Oh, and can you pull the knife out while you're standing behind me? It really hurts. So yeah, like I said, this went crazy. 16 Google pages of search. Just it went everywhere. CNN called me at school the following week, and they said, please send us an op-ed. So I wrote an opinion piece. So I wrote two for them, and unfortunately, very much for the person involved, that was the weekend that poor SOB in Tunisia had a vegetable stand, and the police came over and knocked it over, and he was absolutely desperate. He had a family to feed. He had nothing, so he burned himself with kerosene. And that started the Arab Spring. And CNN no longer was interested in any op-eds from me because the whole world changed on that weekend. So teachers union, they sent me down to Los Angeles, and I read that in front of the 500 union leadership people, and I got a lot of mileage out of it. Never did hear from President Obama. By and large, I thought President Obama was a very, very good president. However, he really destroyed teaching with Race to the Top and No Child Left Behind. It was just terrible what they did to us. Just terrible, 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 terrible. And I think they've pretty much achieved what they wanted, those who were against public schools, because the vouchers and charter schools are there, and public schools are kind of a dumping ground for everybody now. And the private schools, charters, and vouchers attribute their success to whatever they're doing, when in actuality, it's merely that they don't take the same kids that everybody else does. They don't take second language learners. They don't take special ed kids. And every January, when the semester is over, they kick out behavior kids. So we see a lot of kids come back into the public schools, and if they're from a private school, we're like, oh God, this kid's gonna be trouble. Anyway, so I was kind of outraged, and that letter did super well. So obviously it's a while ago, because it's when Obama was president, but nonetheless, it's a very strong letter, and as much of it is true today as it was when I wrote it. Yeah, so I will always try to be an advocate for public schools, and I will fight against those who are not. So there it is. Thank you very much. Adios.